Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Beautiful and Brutal Yard, aka Baby, by J-Hus. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Beautiful and Brutal Yard was released on July 14th, 2023 under Black Butter Limited. It has 19 tracks, which is 1 hour and 3 minutes of runtime. The album has 8 features, and some of them are absolute heavy hitters, including Burna Boy, Georgia Smith, Drake. I mean, come on. You get multiple producer placements, including P2J, TSB, Levi Lennox, The Elements, Marco Bernardis, Fumes, EY, Le Car Beats. Come on, man. It is stacked. Baby is stacked. As you start listening to Beautiful and Brutal Yard, you're greeted with this cinematic intro, which is called The Goat. And it almost feels like a pep talk to himself. He's just hyping himself up and saying, look, they know who I am, they know I'm a goat, and they know I'm a star. And it's like, hey, you know what, no pressure, you got this. And maybe this is an insight into how personal Beautiful and Brutal Yard is to J-Hus. And I wouldn't think that to be far-fetched at all, because he seems to really use his music as an outlet, a form of expression, and not just, you know, fun and games. It's very easy to tell that the music is the canvas for J-Hus. When you listen to a song like track 2, which is called Massacre, he really paints a vivid picture of what's happening in and around him. And all you want to do is continue listening to the story and find out what happened next. Where did he go from here to there? And that vividness is really what gives a certain uniqueness to J-Hus's music. Dare I say, it's the storytelling. The song you probably all know from this album is Who Told You featuring Drake. It's sitting at over 50 million streams on Spotify right now. No surprises, it's only about a month old anyway, but it's been absolute mammoth, just totally blew up. And it is a vibe. There's something about it which is catchy. It's light to the ear. It's not really heavy listening at all. And this is kind of like your party track. Interestingly, this is a formula that I remember from way back in the day, especially with sort of hip hop albums. The artists would always lead with their party track, the one that really gets people, you know, hyped and going. And then after that, they'll then choose some singles that might be, you know, a little bit deeper, talking about love or whatever. And this is the same type of formula. Even better yet, choosing Drake for the feature. In this case, if you want a lead single, I mean, who else do you want on the track besides Drake? For me, what was really catchy about Who Told You when I first listened to it was how it touches on multiple genres. It particularly has an Afrobeats type of style, but the music in itself stylistically would resonate even in areas like the Caribbean. Essentially, there's a worldwide appeal to it. And likewise, he followed a similar sort of formula with Militarian with Naira Marley, which right now looks like it could be the next track, maybe that one and the one with Burna Boy. Still on the Afrobeats vibe, very light touch, so to speak. I think it might be that Afro swing kind of vibe. And he nails it, absolutely nails it, even when he steps away from the predominant MC and does a lot of the, you know, Afrobeats sing rap style. He still nails it. And this is what you get with J-Hus. The versatility, stunningly picked collaborations / features, and a diverse capacity in the beats. And of course, my people, do not forget to go and get your I Love African Music t-shirts from redsau.com, redsau.com. When you move to tracks like Palm Tree, where J-Hus is on his own, he still gives you a little bit of that, but kind of twists it and adds, you know, a little Jamaican patois. Ah, come on, man. Come on. This guy, for him to be able to do this on tracks with arguably different DNAs and still maintain the same kind of like almost like theme in listening, that thematic aspect about it, I don't know. There are not many artists that could do this and do this as well as J-Hus does it. I think Palm Tree is the kind of song that will really do well for the British market. Like, the British market will appreciate a song like this, and particularly maybe looking at the sort of second, third generation Black British, and also the African diaspora, I think they'll appreciate it differently because the UK likes that kind of sound. And as if that were not enough, what does J-Hus do? He ropes in the amazingly talented Georgia Smith on Nice Body, which she nailed, by the way. And this one is a drill vibe, so I had a feeling we're gonna get drill sooner or later. It was gonna be remiss of J-Hus not to have a drill vibe on this album, considering the love affair that the UK has with drill, but also his capabilities on sounds like that. Another interesting aspect about this record is the lane it occupies. It's not, you know, your hardcore roadman drill. It's more of your R&B drill with, sweet melodies, the R&B fusion with drill music. And it's really risen to become more of a subgenre of what drill typically has been. I did mention before that J-Hus collaborated with Burna Boy. And, you know, when they come together, it's always going to be fire. This is the other song that I think has mad potential in being a follow-up single after Who Told You with Drake, and it has everything with it. You know, what I like about it is it fits J-Hus as much as it fits Burna Boy. For me, it felt like they picked the beat together and were like, you know what? We could both shine on this type of a vibe, and as such, it's really executed perfectly between the two artists. Overall, when looking at the makeup of Beautiful and Brutal Yard, J-Hus has really satisfied everybody that follows him for a different vibe. You look at songs like Come Look, Cream, Massacre, which I mentioned as track two, Comeback, which features Vils, and these types of songs are really your roadman kind of songs, and the vivid storytelling that we've actually grown to love about him, that's what you get with these songs. And then obviously the other ones that I mentioned that are more like, you know, Afro type vibes, Afro swing, you've got 5-6 of those vibes, and it kind of keeps going in that fashion. Then you have the thug love type of songs like My Baby, Fresh Water, and those I think might resonate more with his female followers, particularly for that bad boy and cute girl emotional connection type of story. I do have to mention Killy featuring Popcorn is such a vibe. Dancehall section of things, but the percolating rhythms, the use of instrumentation that just booms in your speaker. Ah, guys, y'all gotta listen to this one. I think it's one of my favorite. And from a positioning perspective, this one could be one of those, like, you know, it could pop in Jamaica just like that and become something on that side, in that side of the world. And maybe not necessarily become big in other parts of the world. And I'd love if that happens, because each of his features, I think, are really carefully chosen for a variety of reasons, and they only serve to strengthen Jay Huss's already shining star. The last thing I'd really talk about is the delivery by Jay Huss himself. His energy is evident. His hunger is evident. And the delivery suggests that he went in for perfection or pretty much nothing else. And that also addresses the attention to detail and then overall quality of Beautiful and Brutal Yard. It's right up there. Not that I expected any less from Jay Huss. He tends to be an album artist for the most part, and he's really happy dropping them after a while because he likes working on certain aspects of what he gives us and then executes to perfection, like I said. You also see this with the team of producers that were alongside him to really make things work on Beautiful and Brutal Yard. This is the upper echelon of British music and music worldwide, and it's very hard to look past an album like this, especially as a summer drop. It's probably going to be the one that's leading everybody into the rest of the year, including, you know, Christmas, which is a crucial period for like parties and whatever else. Without necessarily trying to say too much and or touching on too much of the album, I would say Beautiful and Brutal Yard is really very well done. How would I rate it out of 10? This is a good album. This is a good album. Near perfect in many ways. I would rate it a 9 potentially. For me, 19 tracks, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Maybe I'll just cut it down to maybe 15 or so. But I do understand where Jay Huss is coming from, and it kind of makes sense. He also has a certain type of listener that is primed to really enjoying the album from start to finish. It's very hard to skip any tracks. But at some point for me, I think that 15 would have been really the sweet spot. Otherwise, yeah, this is a really well executed album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. And this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.